It's time for Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, brought to you by Gen Solar, the Fairbanks leader in sustainable, reliable energy solutions. And now, Building Alaska.
Welcome, Fairbanks, to Building Alaska show on the KFAR Radio. I'm your host, Constantine, and our guest this week is Seth Church with Jewel Isaac. Hello, Seth. How you doing, sir?
Doing well. Thanks for inviting me on.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. So this segment is going to be really awesome as Seth is going to talk about his ups and downs in business and in his life. I want to start off asking a question, Seth, about your business, Jewel Isaac. That's a really very unique name. You don't see that kind of a name ever. You know, how did you come up with that name?
I put my niece's and my nephew's name together and made a company out of it.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. So let's start off with your low point in your life.
Well, one of the lowest points was going back to North Dakota where we had a oil field service business and getting off the plane, going out to rental car companies and not being able to close a transaction because none of my credit cards would work. So next option, I was looking at buses. What could I do? Couldn't find any to get back to Williston from Bismarck. So I ended up walking from the airport, going to a grocery store, getting some cardboard, borrowing a pen, and writing a sign so I could hitchhike. And all that time, it took hours, you know, waiting out there on the road, getting picked up, going from one location to the next, being dropped, finally making it back to Williston. That was one of the lowest, most humbling experiences. This wasn't a hitchhike for fun. This wasn't a hitchhike to adventure. This was a hitchhike out of necessity because I was broke, worse than broke. And
wow.
That was quite a wake-up call of humiliation for me at that time because I had the previous year 70 employees, a multi-million-dollar company. We were netting $200,000 a month.
So you went from being very successful from boom to like bust, like hitchhiking with no money at all.
Yeah, I'd always heard, and it's great in stories about the spigot being turned off and things changing with the economy. But it's one thing to hear about a story, and it's another to experience it personally. I think Reagan
right.
put it best. He said, when your neighbor loses his job, it's a recession. When you lose yours, it's a depression.
Right. Yeah, for sure. That's a good way to put it. Man, so you're saying that your high point, you had 200 employees.
No, 70 employees. We were netting on that one company about
$200,000 a month. Wow. And what year was that?
That would have been 2014 into early 2015. The spigot really got turned off when Joe Biden went over to OPEC and changed the way they were dealing with oil in November 25th of 2014. They basically went from OPEC trying to restrict the flow of oil in order
right.
to keep prices high to doing the opposite in order to help Joe Biden get his Iran deal signed and to target Russia and also really kill the U.S. fracking industry, which they didn't like anyway.
Yeah, that's so sad, yeah. Mm-hmm. But we have our friends from Delta. They opened up a business there, too, in North Dakota, and they were doing really good. They they had a multi-million-dollar rental company. And when that everything kind of went down the hill, they lost everything, too, just completely, just kind of like you're similar to your story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very, very devastating. They're still recovering from that, you know.
Well, I came back to Alaska after everything had gotten shut down and everybody got laid off and all the equipment got auctioned, and I didn't know what to do. And that's when I came back. I stayed in the basement of an apartment complex that I owned, and no windows, dark. And I'm trying to figure out, what am I going to do with my life? I had this huge engine in these companies that would allow me to make great profits. But when things went down, I lost all that. So now all I have are these two hands. I've got no money. I saw a guy, a homeless guy on the street, and I remember thinking, that guy, he's $7 million richer than me. because I owed I owed a ton of money. I was worse than broke. And I was offered to be a CEO of a small, another similar company, and they offered me a couple hundred thousand a year. And I was thinking, you know, if I took every year's pay, the whole amount, without even taxes, it would take me till I was ready to die or whatever to pay it off. I can't even do it with a good paying job. How am I going to ever get these obligations taken care of? I don't want to welch on them. I want to make people whole. Some of these people are people I care deeply about. And so, well, I was sitting in Scott Allison Esalon's barber shop, and somebody had – I was getting a haircut, but he told me, hey, you know, someone just ran into our wall, and I knew a friend of yours, and you used to do construction. Mm-hmm. Can you fix that? And I was like, oh. Yeah.
So that was here back in Alaska,
that was back
right?
in Alaska, 2016. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do. I was doing some consulting for other companies in the oil industry, and that was a little revenue. And then this happened. So I fixed that wall, and I needed a business license for the insurance company and a contractor's license. So I went and did that. And I repaired that, and then I just started doing construction. And my thing was no overhead, low risk, no debt. And so I just started working. Yeah, you got creditors calling, all this, but there's nothing you can do. I mean, if you have this huge debt, you have this little income, all you can do is give them what you can, but you can't – you don't have the physical ability. When this North Dakota – When everything fell down, my last security, and I may not have admitted it then, it was my dad. He had a line of credit. He had a house. He had some things. He was invested in my North Dakota. So when that went down, his economics went down too. So wow. I had no recourse. There was no rich father. My dad wasn't rich ever, but there was no rich father. There was no – I couldn't borrow from anybody. I was – all on my own and feeling that. I know a lot of people have felt that you're all on your own. I felt that, and I know that feeling. So then I'm starting to do construction. I'm just working, and I'm working as many hours as I can. When there's too much work, I'm just hiring like a sub or somebody 1099 just to do things, no overhead. And I ended up working – any hour I wasn't sleeping, you're working 12, 16, 18, whatever hours a day. There were some times I remember when I went 36 hours without sleeping.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I kept working hard, and then opportunities started to come up, opportunities to do great jobs for people. And as I was able to, God provided these opportunities where I was able to provide a great service for different contractors and customers. And then when the earthquake in Anchorage happened, I was the first call to go down and open up all of the Safeways that had just been, you know, devastated by this earthquake.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
So I flew down there, and I get this call from this contractor, the big general out of the Northwest that we'd worked for, and he's like, I need you to go to Anchorage. I need you to find out what's happening with this earthquake for our client. So I'm like, well, I'm busy right now. He's like, I don't care. You need to be down there. I'm like, well, the roads are probably down. Let me see what I can get for planes. The planes are all closed. So I tell him this. He's like, charter plane. I checked, and nobody would fly to Anchorage. So then I said, helicopter. So he said, go get a helicopter. So I went to charter helicopter, and we were at the helicopter field. They're getting the helicopter ready. Mm-hmm. And then the weather was looking like it might not make it, and Alaska Airlines started flying. Mm-hmm. So in this period while I'm trying to charter, I had ordered all of the man lifts that Airport Equipment had and had them delivering them to all of the Anchorage sites in Wasilla. And then I had called, and I had found there was two suppliers that had all the ceiling tile in Anchorage. Mm-hmm. And the Anchorage School District bought all the production of one, and I bought all the production of the other. And that's why Walmart didn't have ceiling tiles for 6 months. but all the Safeways had ceiling tiles. So we got all of the stores up by the next day, except for one, Eagle River. And that we got up in 6 or 7 days. And they were so impressed that they promised me, you know, all the work you ever need.
Wow.
And so we got work from rebuilding.
That's cool.
But what really happened with that opportunity, that was, you know, you can't plan things like this.
Yeah. Just those of you guys who are tuning in, this is a Build in Alaska show. Welcome to the show. Our guest today is Seth Church, and he is telling us an amazing story of the lowest point in his life, where he went from boom to bust to being a successful contractor again. And so Seth went through North Dakota, lost everything, came back to Alaska, and it's just an amazing story. Go ahead, Seth.
So because of that, the timing of that earthquake, we were able to do cost plus. I brought on, at one point, 40 people. We had subs. I was able to make a great profit on that, and then I was given the work for the major repairs that came later.
Mm-hmm.
And that set it up. You know, God really looked out for me. I believe
awesome,
he stripped me through the politics there and whatever happened. He stripped me and humbled me, but he also was the reason for this rebuilding. So this happened.
That's awesome. Praise God.
And then I was perfectly set up when COVID happened because I had had this big increase in my payroll at the exact periods that the payroll protection plan came out, and then the EIDLs, that I was able to take that money, and then I was able to put my crews to work, which was what the PP was designed for, by making a deal on some real estate, buying this real estate for a really good deal, and then using the EIDL and the PPP to renovate it and create value. And that was a huge stepping stone that allowed me to get a huge chunk of what I needed to pay down the debt. Another thing was negotiating debts with lenders, and there was a lot of pieces that came into play. But God used some miraculous events and put me in the exact right spot in order to rebuild.
At the right place, at the right time.
Yes, and being prepared by just being there, working hard, and building relationships.
Yeah. Some might say that you were at the wrong place at the wrong time when the North Dakota, just everything just went downhill, right? But if you look from a Christian viewpoint, you're at the right place at the right time, right? Because God took you from, he humbled you. You learned something out of it.
Well, you know, Constantine, I think you're exactly right. God used that experience in North Dakota to help develop me for what he had next. And it was a miserable, horrible experience. But you know what? Without that, I don't think he could have taken me to the next level. So I think God uses our failures to get our attention and allow us or give us every reason to listen to him, to get closer to him, to get more, to take care of your physical body. I mean, I was getting in shape. I was reading my Bible more. God got my attention when he stripped everything from me. That's an interesting thing right there because, how can I say this right? God took everything that I had built as my self-image away in North Dakota. My self-image was in my construction company, my business success, my having employees, my whole self-image. And I wouldn't have told you that then, but looking back, it was built up on these things that I had created, that I had done, and all of this.
Right.
When God stripped it away, He bared me, and basically I had to wrestle with the question, if I don't have any of that, what am I worth? Am I worth nothing? And I got to see that what really mattered was God, family, and close friends. And you know what?
Right.
Those people were there for me during those times. My brothers, a couple of them sent $100 that I actually really needed for food. You know, I got closer to God, the Word. I realized how proud I was. There was so much good that happened from the failures, and people got to see that I was somebody that would pay them back, even when I didn't have to or had every excuse not to. That I would work for years, which I did, to take care of their trust and their debt.
Absolutely, man. What a great story, powerful story. We're going to take a short 2-minute break here, and then we'll get back with the story. This is Building Alaska, and our guest here is Seth Church with Jewel Isaac Construction.
Building Alaska will be back after these messages on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks is raving about the technology available for your home from the folks at Gen Solar. From the Tesla solar technology and their amazing sleek power walls, to the always dependable Generac system and EcoFlow battery systems, all for your home or business, all designed to keep your home safe from power outages while feeding power back to the grid and saving you time and money. See for yourself and get all of your questions answered in their amazing new showroom, 29 College Road, right across from the Bentley Mall. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Gen Solar.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's websites and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio.
And we're back on KFAR Radio with the Building Alaska show. We're talking with our guest here today, Seth Church, with Jewel Isaac Construction. And that's some amazing story Seth is sharing with us here today about his life story, about when he was very successful, built his empire, construction empire in North Dakota, and then everything he lost, absolutely everything, when the economy or the fuel prices went down, right, and everything, which a lot of people lost at that time. And some people, when they hit their lowest, they just kind of give up on life. But you didn't, right? You came back to Alaska and kind of like rebuilt everything. You're saying that your business, your image was everything before that, right? Mm-hmm. Your construction was everything, and then God just absolutely humbled you, right?
Yes.
Go ahead with the story.
Yeah, God just really humbled me, like you said, but I had this profound feeling of responsibility to the people that I owed, to my family. This mm-hmm. was my dad's retirement. This was everything to a lot of people, and so my why was singularly focused. I needed to pay these debts off. I couldn't even marry. I couldn't date. I personally had this strong responsibility. It was like I didn't even put signs on my truck or right. anything. I didn't advertise. All I did was worked with one direction, one goal. I was going to pay everybody off. And I didn't know how long, how many years. But I didn't feel like I had freedom until this weight right. of this past obligation was taken care of.
So in that moment, when you lost everything, people invested into your business. People trusted you with their money. And then you absolutely lost everything. Did that make you feel like a failure, just a complete failure? Or did you see the light at the end of the tunnel? Did you know that everything's going to work out? Or were there thoughts crossing your mind that, hey, you know, I just want to lay everything down, just quit everything and just escape?
Well, first of all, most people and most companies don't invest in you when things are going down. They had invested when things were going up,
just like we had.
And so when things were going down, I was working my butt off trying to make it go better. We had tons of contracts, but prices on these got reduced, contracts got reduced, and then gone away. So I was trying till the last to keep things going, to try to cut overhead, to try everything I knew to do, working as hard as, I mean, sleep was overrated. I mean, it was work.
No time to sleep, right?
So, but the why, once I did lose everything, was just I have a responsibility, and I didn't feel like I could really go on with anything for me until I took care of that. That's why living in the basement, just working, I was going between here and Anchorage and all over the state all the time, just doing jobs. No overhead, so everything I had could go to pay back debt.
For those of you guys just joining us here on the KFAR Radio, this is a Building Alaska show, and our guest here is Seth Church with Jewel Isaac. So, Seth, when you came back to Alaska, you're saying that the general contractor called you because there was some work that needed to be done with Safeways. That was your previous contact in your... from North Dakota, that you did some work with this guy?
One of my previous companies had done work with their company before, and then I renewed that relationship going and doing some work because I had been in contact with some of their project managers, not the same guy, but I ended up doing work for them in different parts of the state, and they were happy with what I was doing. They sent me to Hawaii to go do a new market for them as the superintendent. I was contracted as a superintendent for them, and so they saw me as somebody that could work with their customers and make sure that the projects got done without any problems. And so
That's awesome.
I became a valuable resource for them that they could trust, and that's the big thing for that company. And throughout, I found that's why we put our slogan at Jewel Isaac as building relationships. If you have customers and clients that trust each other, it's worth more than a dollar or two on a contract. It's worth a lot. And so one of the things like this contractor has experienced and so many others is they'll hire a sub or a key employee, and then they'll go and steal their clients.
Right.
And those opportunities came up to me with Safeway, with others. They want to steal those clients. I've always protected the relationships of the client. I remember one partner of mine, there was a questionable thing, and I told him, you know, this particular thing was $15,000. I said, my name on that paper is worth a lot more than $15,000. If we have to take a $15,000 loss for our reputation, that's cheap.
Yeah,
and
that
stood with him forever. I mean, he still reminds me of that. You've got to have your values and know your values. If your values is your reputation, you need to preserve that at all cost. You
absolutely.
Know, and that's with like the general contractor and others. Others would try and get my work from them. I mean, they would try, but they had such a strong trust and relationship that it wasn't worth it for them. So we get a lot of our business. I'd say the majority of our business is not competitive bid. It's relationships with repeat customers. And it's not because we're the best contractor or we're the best finish guys. It's hard to be the very best. It's a huge world, right?
Absolutely.
But what you can be is reliably honest and have loyalty and just work with people, integrity. Yeah. And that's something each of us can have. And if you can build that reputation, it will help you in whatever business you're in.
Absolutely.
But it only takes a few minutes or a minute to ruin that whole reputation that you've spent your lifetime creating.
Absolutely, absolutely. It takes a long time to build trust, and it takes one, like you said, it could take one word and you can lose the relationship, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Jesse, I know you had a question for Seth.
Yeah, so with your story, that's incredible. You know, and you hear of stories like that. You read them in articles, you read them in books. But to hear it, you know, from that from the source to hear from them personally, just like we are on the radio. I do have a question about in the time that you are at the lowest of the lowest, you know, to some, you know, that amount of money is just, that's just insane to be able to, you know, have that much profit, you know, monthly. But going from that to where you are right now, what could you share with our listeners? What could you give them for those who are going through the same thing, who are at the bottom? They don't know how to get up. They don't know what to do from there. The pain is so severe that they're losing focus. They're losing ambition, whatever it may be. What could you share with the listeners that are going through those things and possibly even future business owners? What would you share with them to help them keep going in that time?
I wouldn't want to be a non-Christian because these problems, at least to me, they were so big. They were so over my head. The only thing I could give them to is my God. That was the only thing bigger in my mind than the problems I had. And so I couldn't figure out a way out.
Mm-hmm.
All I could do was turn more to Christ and work hard and try to work and use every best business practice I could read about. I'd read lots of books, try and figure out what. But the problem was so much bigger than I could handle. But I have a big God, and my God, he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, and this is a very small problem for him. But having that North Star to look to and to walk through, I was able to go through. I, you know, people say, you know, don't complain, it might rain or get worse, right? Ever. It kept getting worse and worse. And I found that I could go down further and further. And I could be losing for far longer than I ever thought possible and still be alive. I could lose it all and still be alive. And that was actually a really good lesson that you don't know how bad it is. You may think that this is the end. This is the worst. It can't get any worse than this. No, it can get a lot worse, I found. It can get a lot worse.
Wow, absolutely.
But we do have somebody we can turn to, even when everything else has failed, when everything you know to do has run its course, when it's the last straw, there is someone you can turn to.
Amen.
You can keep
absolutely
walking, and that's what I had to do. There was nothing I could do out of my own strength anymore. It wasn't something I could turn to my dad or turn to my friends. I had to walk this alone, and I had to just keep walking, keep doing what I could, and then opportunities came, things changed, and I was able to build and build, and it was so slow. But right now, if I look at my personal financial statement, the amount it changes every month, every year, it's amazing, and it's going the right way.
Right. Yeah, praise God.
It's like a mountain, you know, at the base. Right. It's slow going, and it's long, and it's gradual, and then it just starts getting steeper and steeper and steeper.
Right.
It's the same. Mm-hmm. Right now, it's like there's opportunities here and there, and they're coming all the time, and now you're just choosing what's the best of the best opportunity. And it's like, wow, this is a cool place to be.
Yeah,
it wasn't
absolutely
so fun 8 years ago.
Right. Yeah. No, it's awesome when we put our trust in our Lord, right? And just we know because God says, give me all your anxieties, your worries. I'll take them. I'll carry them for you. When we do that, when we put our trust in the Lord, say, God, you know what? Here it is. All my worries, all my problems are yours.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, just live by today. Don't worry about tomorrow. There's enough worrying today. That's what I found in my life is when I just live one day at a time. You know, just focus at hand once today. And I know that everything else is going to be okay because my God is bigger than all my problems, right? This is it for our show for this week, unfortunately. But guys, tune in because we're going to have Seth with us next week. We're going to continue. And what a great story. What awesome, awesome, encouraging story. Thank you, Seth. And everybody stay tuned for following show, and that is going to be the Dave Ramsey Show. And have a good weekend.
You've been listening to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to kfarradio.com and go to our archives page. Building Alaska is a production of Last Frontier Media Active and this radio station.